This is the Jeff Horowitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome everyone. Thank you for listening. Jeff Horowitz here. Happy to be here with you today. Tuesday, August 9th, 2020, show number 1439 for the podcast listeners. What a day. As we were coming off air yesterday, we had just done an interview with Carrie Lake, and then listeners started emailing in about the FBI raid on President Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago in Florida, so we didn't get to talk about it too much, but we will today. And I've got riding shotgun with me today for the entire show is my good friend Bruce Sidlinger. Bruce, hey, how you doing?
I'm crabby.
Crabby?
I'm here to...
Crabby Patty.
I'm here to register my objection.
To everything?
To everything.
Yeah.
I don't like any of it.
I know. It's just like it's...
The center did not hold.
It's depressing to watch. I know a lot of you have probably heard a lot about the FBI raid throughout the day. We're going to try to break it down more for you. We actually do have the RNC, Republican National Committee Director of Communications, Gates McGavick, is going to be with us here this hour to try to run, because he really has his pulse on it. So really run through what's happened and any information he has.
That's going to be...
Yeah, take a step by step.
That's going to be exciting. Was it President Reagan that said something like, you're one generation away from losing everything? I think President Reagan said that, right? One generation. Turns out that's a year. It's not a generation.
It's one year. Yeah.
You're 18 months away. I mean, you're 18 months away from losing it.
How far are we into Biden? We're entering his second year. It seems like an eternity.
We're one country into Biden, because I don't see how you get this fixed.
Well, the problem is, okay, we're all looking for November coming up and a change. And it's amazing that this FBI raid happens. You know, generally the primaries are over throughout the country. I think there's a couple left still, but it's decided who they're all going up against here, the Democrats coming up in November. And a lot of the candidates are Trump. Look at Arizona. Trump-backed candidates ran the gamut. They took the slate.
But the best case is just to stop. Further damage, right? I mean, yeah. you can't get any bills signed.
No, we've got to get...
Nothing's going to be signed into law.
We've got to get got to wrestle the control of the House out of the Democrats. We've got to try to get the Senate.
But I mean, if we're still stuck
with Biden doing executive orders.
You're not going to be overriding vetoes. So,
right? No.
You're not going to have enough to override vetos.
Yeah, but...
So it just stops. All we do is we stop.
We have divided
what's
leadership.
What's left to do? What's left? I mean...
And then wait 2 more years?
What's left, right? I'm just trying to think we'd stop them. I'm thinking, okay, what haven't they done?
A lot.
I try not... Oh, is there still something else they haven't done?
I went over this yesterday. I was like, people... We just passed the CHIPS Act like 2 weeks ago, and that was for, I don't remember, hundreds of billions of dollars, $250 billion.
I'm glad we're propping up Intel.
Yeah, $50 billion to Intel and other chip makers. And then it's like they're on to the next thing, and they're debating now in the House or getting ready to vote on the Inflation Reduction Act. And we haven't even, the ink didn't even dry on the last one. Do you even know what's in this Inflation Reduction Act?
I know quite a bit of it.
Not 800 pages.
I don't like any of it.
Yeah, it's so bad.
You know what bothers me? And honestly, when I say they, I don't want to be partisan, so I'm not saying they Democrats. I'm saying they socialist communists. I mean,
I said a leftist, but the Democrats, if you're a Democrat out there, what are you doing? I mean, because your party, I had this conversation with a family member, Bruce, who is a Democrat. And this was a couple years ago. And I said, your party is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Your party is Bernie Sanders. Oh, no, that's the fringe. And I swore it was the fringe. This was like 2 years ago, which might as well be 100 years ago nowadays, Bruce. That's, if you're a Democrat and watching this crap going on, you got to stand up, because you want the shoe on the other foot. And it seems like there's this tit for tat's going to start happening in this country. And now you've got, with the raid on, the FBI raid.
With that raid, 5 minutes after that raid happened, I posted on my Facebook, I said, this just further drains the talent pool for future presidents, because no president can do the job for 4 years, thousands of decisions, without doing things that you could be criminally prosecuted for, because a president has the power of life and death and exercises that. Presidents make all kinds of life and death decisions. So in other countries, The reason you have to remain president for life is that if you ever become not president,
you're dead.
You're dead, or you're going to be in exile. So the great thing about America is you could get somebody to come in, do a good job at being president. The voters make their decision for the best person, and then that person gets free reign without the consequence, basically without consequence, for 4 years.
Well, to an extent, unless it's blatantly illegal
unless it's treason.
I don't think 14 boxes or whatever from the White House.
But I mean, the biggest
is that.
But I mean, what I mean by free reigns is you can start a war or not start a war. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty big, right?
Yeah. I mean,
it's life and death decisions. Well, if just remember, now that this is done, then anytime the power changes, then the most recent executive from the out of power party is going to go after.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a race to the worst of the third world countries.
Banana republic. And you've heard that term being thrown around since the raid happened last night, less than 24 hours ago or so, and since we got the details on it. Anyway, I'd love folks to chime in. Olivia will be by here in just a little bit, keeping an eye out for email comments. You can email those, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. You can also chime in on the Just Wireless listener line. You can leave your comments, 877-971-3971. But I just had this worrying feeling last night when this happened, Bruce, that if they can do this to the president, they can do it to anybody. Remember when he got taken off social media and a lot of us, especially on the right, were saying, if you can take the sitting president at the time off social media and ban him for that, then we're all hopeless. And we have been. So if they can do this to the president, they can do it to anybody. That's a scary thought.
And there's no equal protection under the law. No. One of the things that really kind of discourages me, because I'll have to spend, even I am assiduously overpaying on my taxes. I never want to have trouble with the government. So you got
87,000 of them.
Right. I make my accountants crazy by saying, look, if there's any doubt, just pay. I don't even want to discuss it, right, when the IRS shows up. Well, now I'm going to have to spend a whole lot more to just anticipate further audits. Mm-hmm. And if we had equal protection under the law, I would say, okay, fine. Because the upside is, since I pay all my taxes, let's have everybody else pay their taxes, right? I mean, you can see that. But we don't have equal protection under the law. And so at the same time we're doing this, we don't have any kind of legal immigration thing. We don't have, remember the huge problems with the funds that were raised by Black Lives Matter and other things.
The homes and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the problem is that it's fine to fully tax all the people that are making the things and the money to keep America going. As long as those people, I don't object to that if I know that everyone's subject to those rules.
But it's not equal.
But when 50% of the country is not subject to the rule of law anymore, Hunter Biden or whatever. I mean, again, it's like it would be a little easier to understand what they did with Trump if Hunter Biden had been raided as well. Because he broke gun laws. He's had this ridiculous lifestyle. He clearly is selling influence. Remember when I don't know what administration it was, maybe before or after Nixon or something, but the worst thing you could say about a politician was influence peddling. Well, that's not even...
No, it's a joke now.
Nobody's even embarrassed about that. Yeah. It's like, of course we're selling influence. Of course we're for sale to the highest bidder.
And I think you hit on something, Bruce, that it's not equal anymore. I look at Hillary Clinton with all the hard drives, the phones, the server...
Oh, the bleach bit.
The server in the closet at some weird company and all this. And nothing happens to her. And then... Look, they better come out with the information on what the heck they were doing in Mar-a-Lago really quick, because who has faith in the FBI? And if you're a Democrat listening,
I used to worship the FBI, and now
uncorruptible, right?
Uncorruptible, and they were professionals. They wore suits. They had 4-year degrees. They really cared, right? You know, and I don't have the problem is I think the people that used to make America go are just going to get further and further. Disengaged because do I want to continue to make big investments and always do the right thing? I mean, I will, because
we've got some things on housing and hotels in California that we will get to. Right. And so many things that you're like, why should I get involved with this? Remember during COVID lockdowns and they did the eviction moratorium. It's like, if you were a landlord, oh, don't worry, you don't have to get paid. You don't think that worked, and they did that, and nobody really challenged it, and they did it for so long. You don't think that's going to come back when the next crisis hits? And it could be an environmental crisis they could come up with, an economic crisis, whatever they want. They can do whatever they want, it seems.
And I've been a teacher one way or the other most of my life, and you know, most recently a high school teacher, public high school teacher. And I can just tell you, it's like people completely forget their common sense as teachers or parents or any of the other ways in life that you used to have common sense based on your own personal experience. Imagine a classroom where you said the blondes can do whatever they want, but everybody else has to like do their homework, be on time for tests, be quiet in class, not bring French fries and eat them while I'm teaching. If you had any exceptions in the classroom, you would not have a classroom.
Yeah.
Well, how much longer can we expect people to be law abiding? The people that are still law abiding, how much longer can we expect them to? I mean, they're going to be law abiding because it's kind of baked in. Like I'm law abiding. It's baked in.
But just think about a country of 340 million now or something like that. And you start feeling hopeless and you see the things that's going on in the huge federal bureaucracy and God knows where else. And you see, let's say former President Trump announces here real soon, and you see that somebody who's running for office, who's a former president, getting raided and things like that. You just have a feeling of hopelessness, and then weird, bad things can happen really quickly when the population loses faith, absolute faith in the system.
The people that were raised like me, my moral compass about being law-abiding is internal, and I'll abide whatever authority I can identify. Like whoever's in the Congress or the White House, I'm going to obey because I'm just, that's baked in. But the subsequent generations, I'm not sure that is baked in anymore.
No, I don't think so. They probably don't even know the Constitution.
I'm never going to be trouble because it's baked in with me to be good.
Yeah, but everybody has a snapping point, though. I think even you. It gets to a point where
although
you're like,
my snapping point would just be to flee. It wouldn't be to be bad.
Okay, and that's what's happened in third world countries all across the world is the brain drain. People leave. People with resources leave. And the people that can actually bring it back together and have the resources, have the knowledge, they flee and leave a mess.
What's interesting
and
now,
we've seen it happen time and time again.
What's interesting now is this was the last good place. And so where do you flee to? I really need like an undersea habitat. Because that'd be the last place you could flee to, right?
Yeah, a little bubble.
But I mean, think how sad that is. There's no backstop for America, right? America is that shining city in the hill.
Yeah, where you going to go? China? Canada? Right?
And notice how the whole world is having similar problems. That's because we led them there. We're the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Like people say, well, it's not just America. Other countries have inflation. Other countries have civil unrest. And I'll say, yeah, but we're the one that sets the tone.
Yeah, and then you see Sri Lanka burning down buildings.
Look at a pie graph of how powerful we are economically and in other ways compared to all the other countries. You know, it's funny because, like, President Biden blames Putin for a lot. They're not even a tiny sliver on the pie graph. China's going to be big, but the point is that we could have been a very strong force for good still had we wanted to be. Because we've still got huge influence. It's not going to last, though.
We still can, but I'm so that concerned role. That people, if people aren't, and I'd love to hear from any Democrats out there that look at this and say, okay, yeah, the raid happened, and that's good. I'd love to hear about it. And now, granted, we don't have all the details of what they're going after, but it doesn't, come on, are you serious? And you know what I was thinking about is, what if Trump had been there? And the FBI must have communicated with the Secret Service.
Well, they did
that's
tell
there.
Secret Service, but they would have had to keep it a secret
from the president. And what if there was, what if some incident, what if he happened to
it
be there?
What if an incident happened?
What if
when they did Roger Stone, there had been an incident?
And the reports are they showed up with, 30 people?
Yeah, you know,
come on.
No-knock raids and even knock raids, but with machine guns, that's fraught. That's dangerous.
Yeah,
if
something can go wrong.
You don't do that lightly.
Something can go wrong. All right, we'd love your thoughts. Go ahead and chime in. You can leave a comment on the Just Wireless listener line, 877-971-3971. You can also send an email. Olivia will be by here soon, and she'll be on the lookout for your emails. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. First sponsor of the day is Mammoth Restoration. They will clean it. They'll restore it. They'll get it right. They offer 24/7 365-day emergency services. Write down this number, or maybe you need it right now. It looks like it's stormy out again there.
They've been amazing with me.
You're using them right now.
I'm right in the middle of something with them, and they've been amazing.
Well, good, good. 877-714-0050. I know Bruce had some water damage that you were dealing with.
I can't remember the names, but I think it's Sierra and Curtis have been amazing. But everybody there is amazing.
Yeah, well, they'll take care of commercial drying, mold remediation, smoke deodorization, fire, soot cleanup. They'll board things up, roof tape, anything you may need in a disaster situation, Mammoth Restoration will take care of you. Quite frankly, they do the stuff that really nobody likes to do or
and
wants to
and
take care of.
And their vehicles are beautiful, too.
They're beautiful vehicles as well.
I mean, it's a real class operation.
Give them a call, 877-714-0050, 877-714-0050.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
Now, if you're looking for office space in the Flagstaff area, I started flagstafforlease.com just for you. We have individual office suites starting at $299 per month. Larger spaces are available, but you got to go to Flagstaff, the number 4lease.com. Check out the availability, also more info up at flagstafforlease.com, or give us a call at 928-526-7909. That's 928-526-7909.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
Here with Bruce Sizinger, and we are going to dive deeper into the FBI raid. After this segment, we have RNC Director of Strategic Communications, Gates McGavick, is going to join us, and a bunch of questions for him to walk through.
Yeah, and I had a couple of things I want to mention real quick. One thing is, the reason I always shy away from saying like Democrats is that most of my friends are probably college educated because of the world I'm in. That means that they skew Democratic. I like every one of my friends. You know, a Democrat is not a bad person. Most people in America aren't doing this nutty stuff. We just got these constantly driven into our heads on TV all the time that everybody's an extremist. I think most people are okay, Republican or Democrat.
I think about that when I'm out and about and interacting with people one-on-one.
Yeah.
And they're not as crazy. I'm glad I'm off social media because that amplifies the crazy. But when you go around, you don't see that level
of
craziness.
I like everyone until they've done something bad to me.
Here's the problem, though. The Democrats need to recognize that they have a leftist socialist scourge amongst them and decide if that's the way they're going, fine. They're the communist socialist leftist Democrats, and people who are more maybe progressive or traditionally liberal or whatever, the reason why they were traditionally Democrat, they're going to need to leave that party. I mean, because you become culpable for everything that's going on here at some point. That's where we're at.
You know why I don't dislike anybody? It's because if you went to public school, and then you went, you know, I went to that College of Ed in NAU, that extreme leftist College of Ed. If I had been a kid that had gone to public school and then I'd gone to NAU, it wouldn't be my fault that I was a socialist communist because
You don't know anything. And that's the problem.
Especially if the government is usurping the parents' role in instilling values. The parents have kind of surrendered that, in many cases, the government. The schools are happy to teach the values, and it's all leftists. So I'm not even mad at leftists because I'll say, you don't know. What was that thing in the Bible about not what they do or something? It's like they don't have any opposing views. Nobody's making the opposing case very effectively.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff. So anyway, we'd love to hear from you. 877-973-9071. Go ahead and chime in and be part of the program. 877-973-9071. Olivia's not here to get my phone, but I know when we come back, we're going to talk with the RNC Director of Strategic Communications, Gates McGavick, about kind of what's happened so far with the FBI raid. Give us all the details because we know a lot of what you all
president.
Know.
He would know President
Yeah,
Trump.
I don't know. We'll find out here in just a second. Hey, by the way, it is Tuesday, so at Timberline Firearms and Training, they have law enforcement gets to use the range there for free on Tuesdays, every Tuesday. So take advantage of that. Plus, don't forget Thursday, all day, every Thursday is Ladies Day at Timberline's Firearms and Training. $10 range time, that includes a gun rental, so you can try it before you buy it. Really good stuff. Plus, all of their training opportunities, first shots program, intermediate handgun training, stuff with AR-15s, just about everything out at Timberline Firearms and Training, just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. Here's the number, 928-526-7900. That's 928 928- 526-7900. Or like I said, just take a quick drive just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. All right, let's come back, talk about it more. Hang tight. Back in a few.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
When you call the Blind Brothers for blinds, shutters, or shades, you're going to work directly with them in 3 decades of combined experience, never with subcontractors. The Blind Brothers will lay out all your options, not just the most expensive ones, to fit your style and fit your budget. Give them a call right now. Mention the Jeff Horovitz Show and save half off installation. Here's the number, 928-634-2423. That's 928-634-2423, or go to theblindbrothers.com.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, welcome back. Remember, we want to hear from you. We'd love your comments. Send an email, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Bruce Sidlinger is sitting shotgun with me. Olivia's...
I'm here.
Probably going to be...
trusty Tuesday sidekick.
Yeah, and Olivia will probably be by here to look for your email comments. She's making me answer the phones by myself.
I hope just she comes because she's very cool.
Yeah, she is.
So she's got her own fan club.
She gets more emails than I get.
I know, she's got a huge fan club.
Yeah, whatever. All right, we do have RNC Director of Strategic Communications, Gates McGavick, is with us. Gates, how you doing today?
Hey, doing well. Thank you for having me on.
I know you didn't hear probably what we were talking about with me and Bruce, but it's just, it's a scary, eerie feeling after, you know, I had Carrie Lake on last, the end of the show yesterday, or in the first hour actually. And, this was before the raid happened. And, you know, you've got all these candidates that are endorsed by President Trump, and it just seems like meddling in the whole system now. Why don't you kind of walk us through what happened? I think we all know similar information, but where are we at? What happened, Gates?
Yeah, so it appears that yesterday morning, the FBI, so, you know, Joe Biden's Department of Justice, executed a raid on President Trump's personal residence, went through his home office, broke into the safe in his home office. It's very unprecedented, this kind of thing, this kind of action against a former president. And when you look at the big picture, I mean, this is a historically unpopular president in office right now, having his Department of Justice, you know, do the whole nine yards, raid with guns at the home of one of his political opponents. I mean, this is the kind of thing you read about in like Venezuela and like third world countries. And yeah, I think you said it. It's kind of a scary moment. This is what one party rule looks like. And, you know, there's a pattern, right? You remember in May, you know, this same administration tried to set up a Ministry of Truth.
Yeah.
They just hired like 90,000 new IRS agents to come after Americans. You know, everyday Americans, financially target them. They're not going after Bezos. They're going after everyday Americans. And then they're raiding the home of their political opponents. So the past couple of months, I think the mask has really slipped. And the Biden administration is showing that it's getting more and more aggressive in how they punish their political opponents. And it's a very scary thing to see.
Well, Gates, I was calling out that Democrats need to stand up and say, this isn't right. This shouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
Now, I don't even know. Do we even, what was there, 14 boxes they're saying they removed or something? I mean, do you have any details on that? Do we even know anything about contents? It seems like they better come out pretty quick and say what the heck this was about.
That's the thing, right? And they could. They definitely could. I mean, they got asked about it today. I think Karine Jean-Pierre got asked about it. Joe Biden didn't comment on it. They could very easily come out and say why this happened, why this very dramatic, unprecedented step was taken, but they haven't done so. And yeah, everything I've seen, it's 14 or 15 boxes of classified documents and President Trump brought them to the White House. And the other question I have is, there was an intermediate step. Let's say that they have some reason to want to see these documents. They could subpoena them, you know, they could go like the normal route and subpoena them. And that would give President Trump's lawyers the chance to, you know, fight back against the subpoena and make their case. They skipped that step. They just went for like the raid at dawn, armed to the teeth. And I mean, that right there, you know, unless they have something that none of us know about, which I've stopped giving good faith assumptions to this Biden administration. I think this is very much just a show of strength close to the midterms to try and silence President Trump and his supporters.
Yeah, we just finished our primary here in Arizona, as you know, and it's like the primaries are pretty much wrapping up, and now it's like mysteriously, right, and they're in the middle of Inflation Reduction Act and the election coming up, and they're not very popular, and it's, boom, let's raid the former president who is most likely going to run again. It doesn't smell right. Now, if they come up with something, if they say, no, here's what we got, here's why we did it, they better do, time is not on their side to explain to the American people what the heck's going on here.
No, time isn't on their side. I mean, you know, we'll see what happens, but let's not forget the pattern of the establishment coming after President Trump, right? I mean, we had the $30 million taxpayer dollar Mueller report, which all they came away with was no collusion, no obstruction of President Trump. After the Mueller report, they went with their sham impeachment trial. He was acquitted by the Senate. And there are too many things to name, right? The Steele dossier, which has been so debunked, just the years of Russia, Russia, Russia. So many Democrats never accepted that President Trump won the election. Given their track record towards how they treat President Trump for standing up to the establishment, I have no good faith left for what DC elites will do to try and silence the former president. So the time is definitely right now for them to explain why they did this, but right now it does not look very good.
You know, I lived in China, and I have also quite a bit of knowledge about former Soviet Union. And I was in China just post Mao, not too long after Mao. And I've seen this movie before. It's like we're being trained to not expect justification, to expect a secret government, to expect brutality, and to learn not to stir up trouble. I mean, I feel like the cat's really out of the bag now, and we're rushing headlong to a brutal totalitarian state
and one party.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think that's far off. I think that's totally fair. And I think another thing that kind of proves what you're saying is the hypocrisy, right? Between how Clinton, Democrat politicians get treated. Yeah. Hillary Clinton, 30,000 emails, destroys them, covers it up.
Imagine if I did that, Gates.
Oh my God.
Or Bruce.
Imagine if we did something like Hunter Biden, right? I mean, this guy's on video doing all this insane stuff. It's clear that he was laundering money while he was sharing a bank account with Joe Biden. And Hunter Biden is still painting in his mansion and showing up at White House events, right? And then you have this raid at the former president's home. So I think the hypocrisy just makes it so clear. And this is about Democrats trying to get political advantage.
Yeah, is part of the training, too, is to not expect equal protection under the law. People don't even expect that now.
Yeah, get used to it. Right. Yeah. Okay, what do you think is next? I know President Trump's put out some statements. A lot of people have. What's to come here? What do you think is next? Any predictions? Crystal ball.
I'm not 100% sure. I know that I think one thing that will happen is, regardless of the next development in this case, I think this will end up totally backfiring politically on the left, because of course, you know, the Republican base is horrified by this, but you're going to have a lot of people more middle of the road. I was talking coincidentally to my parents, who are more middle of the road voters, and they were horrified by this, right? Americans are not used to this kind of political power being used against the president, regardless of party. I think you're going to see a lot of enthusiasm among the base and a lot of swing voters kind of taking along with the Democrats and saying, you know, we really like what we're seeing here. This isn't normal. And then I know that, you know, it's definitely going to generate, as I said, a lot of enthusiasm among the base. I mean, this is a group of people who are used to being just spit on by the establishment and, you know, being attacked for being supporters of President Trump. And I think Democrats might be too lost in their D.C. bubble to realize the kind of impact this could have on the midterm election.
Yeah, they're so out of it. And you know what I was thinking too, Gates, is think about young people or anybody who's thinking or saying, I want to run for public office. I want to get involved. Yeah. And you're thinking, well, I can get involved and get raided. I mean, it puts a squash on just everything like that. And we just watched a brutal primary here in Arizona, and we were talking with Carrie Lake about that yesterday. And it's like, I mean, a lot of people don't want to get into it now because of how brutal it's gotten.
Yeah,
but then also add the cherry of maybe you get raided because by your political opponents. And I have a hard time believing that Biden didn't know about this raid. Could you imagine him not knowing that the former president's going to get raided? I just couldn't imagine that.
Yeah, I don't know 100%. I'm not sure totally knows the general layout of the day on a day-to-day basis.
Well, okay. Somebody in his administration, I should. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, I know what you mean. I'm not 100% sure. I do know for sure. I mean, it was already super important, but this makes it even more important that we elect Republicans in November. I don't know if you saw Kevin McCarthy had a really strong statement yesterday, saying that, you know, when Republicans take power in the House, Merrick Garland, clear your calendar because the DOJ will be held accountable and we're going to figure out what's actually going on. And so, you know, if you cared about the midterms before what happened yesterday, I think you should care even more now. And it's all the more reason to make sure that red wave happens.
It amazes me that people don't show more restraint because the pendulum always swings.
Yeah, exactly.
We keep moving to more and more political brutality, and the pendulum always swings.
Maybe they think it's not going to. Maybe they just think, oh, this is it. We're going to retain power. I don't know. It's just crazy. All right. I don't know, Gates. Hey, I do appreciate the update, though, and we'll see what happens in the coming days. And there we have, we didn't even get to talk about the House working on the Inflation Reduction Act. I mean, we're living in Atlas Shrugged 1984 right now. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, seriously.
Gates, appreciate it. We'll talk with you soon.
Yep. Thank you for having me on.
Love your comments. We'll look for email comments here in just a few minutes. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Also, chime in and leave a comment, 877-973-971. No, it does feel like we're living in Atlas Shrugged, 1984. 1984 with the wordsmithing, and you and I will get into that in a little bit when it comes to housing and stuff like that.
But, I mean, 1984 exactly understood this. George Orwell with the newspeak and with Winston saying, how many fingers am I holding up?
Yeah,
I mean,
how many fingers?
If you can change the meaning of the most basic fundamental words, that change the meaning of the erase the most basic fundamental concepts, then you've just turned people's minds into jello.
Exactly, jello or pizza. How about turn their minds into pizza? Because I love getting a good pizza, and I always go to Namarco's Pizza. You know, this has been a locally owned and operated establishment for over 40 years. You've got owners Dave and Tommy that are present daily. Three locations in Flagstaff. What's your favorite?
Once you've had that fluffy crust, you can't awesome. Go back.
Or their wings are great. Or
it really is amazing.
Craft beers or wine. I just
can't.
Great
I just
stuff.
Can't get over the crust. How good it is.
So three locations in Flagstaff. What's your favorite pizza?
Just the most meats.
Just the most meats. I just want meat. So Bruce from Namarco's Pizza just wants to give me the most meats special. Hey, if you want to order online, go to namarcospizza.com. That's namarcospizza.com. You can also, give them a call for curbside pickup or delivery. 928-779-0024. 928-779-0024. Back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show. This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
All right, welcome back here with Bruce Sidlinger, and we'd love your comments. The Just Wireless listener line's open. You can leave your comments anytime, 877-973-971. And I do want to mention Just Wireless is a great longtime sponsor here, and I've had such great feedback of people who've gotten their smartphones repaired, because you can actually repair these things. They'll take care of your charging port, your cracked screens, batteries, things like that. And I've said this a lot. You really need to save your money nowadays, because you might need to use that money you would have bought a new smartphone with to maybe fill up your car with gas, right, Bruce? Or extra food costs. I was reading an article yesterday that a lot of people are foregoing on steaks, certain cuts, and they're going to the chipper chicken. Well, what's next?
Yep.
I don't know.
Spam.
Turkey. Spam. I've read an article.
Ramen. Is it Raymond or Ramen?
Raymond? I call it ramen.
Ramen. Ramen noodles.
Yeah, but I read an article that in a lot of places they're locking up the spam.
Oh, yes, that's true. They want you to steal the noodles instead.
Yeah, but and we've gotten to a point where spam is that valuable? Do you like spam?
I like the concept of spam, but I'm not sure. I like the idea of just having meat in my pocket that I can open up and eat at any time.
Slice it up.
Does that have the little key? Because I love the little key.
It used to have the key. It's probably the pull tab now. I'm not sure on that one. I like, you know, if you do like the spam and eggs, that's okay. You know, in Hawaii, that's a big thing. But if you want like high quality spam, it's not even spam. It's Taylor ham and egg. It's like, but that's like 13, 15 bucks a pound now or something. It's probably more. It's probably 20 bucks a pound.
Upscale spam.
You want upscale spam? Bruce wants upscale
spam without the stigma of low price.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. I don't even know if spam's low price. Apparently not, because they're locking it up. So I don't know. Anyway, Just Wireless. I went off on a tangent there. Save your money. Get your smartphone. What are those things called? Tablets, your gaming console. You can get all that repaired. Plus, they've refurbished phones, which is good for the environment. Getting a refurbished phone. That's a way to actually be real about the environment.
A lot of times when people feel like they need to buy a new phone or a tablet,
yeah,
it's two things. One is it's gotten all cluttered up with applications and stuff, but also the battery's gotten weak. And so if you take an old tablet and you get Just Wireless to put a new battery in for you,
it helps a lot.
And then you just erase it and start over. It's like going to the store and buying a brand new tablet, except you spend $100 instead of $1,000.
You know what I did today? Let me finish this real quick. Just Wireless across from the Flagstaff Mall, and then also in West Flagstaff on Milton Avenue there, right by that Cold Stone Creamery. My phone was going kind of slow, and I was looking for an old voicemail from somebody that I didn't respond to from like 3 months ago that all of a sudden it hit me like, I gotta call this person back. It's been far too long, right? Apparently, I had voicemail. That was Bruce. I saw quite a few voicemails from you in there. Because I went back to 2000.
You never play my voicemails.
2000. I know. I just call. He's like, what do you want? And didn't you listen to voicemail?
Your voicemail is right.
It's
what we call write-only memory in the computer world.
Who listens to voicemails anymore? Do you?
No.
I mean, I listened to one. Somebody said that they can get rid of my student loan debt. That was one of them today. I don't even have student loan debt. I've never had student loan debt.
Don't you wish you had borrowed so you could get it forgiven? I should.
That's going to be next. Well, you know what? That's what they're going to do next.
Yeah.
Is it's election time.
And oh, that's right.
They need to buy votes.
I thought they had been through their entire shopping list, but I forgot about that.
No, you said, what can they do next? That's Bruce in the first segment's like, what can they do next?
How naive am I?
What could they do next? It's like, they can always do something next because they'll always find a quote unquote need. So even it could be a need for the student.
Well, this is the problem with big government. You never run out of good ideas. You can take 100% of the entire gross national product and put it under the control of politicians, and still, that's 1% of all the possible good ideas. So
there's always a good idea.
Quote good ideas, yeah. And so you destroy the economy with these good ideas,
yeah.
because they ask questions like it's always like, well, so you don't like puppies? And I say, yes, I like puppies, but you can't have the entire GDP. I mean like all the bills are. Do you like puppies Act of 2022?
Oh, they'll have that. But if they had the Do You Like Puppies Act of 2022, it would be like, you know, rounding up and killing puppies.
Yes, probably.
Because it's always opposite of what they opposite. Do. I mean, Inflation Reduction Act equals inflation, and on and on. Let me finish my first avenue here. I was going through my phone, and I started erasing voicemails from 2019. That's how many voices. I guess I never deleted any of them.
So I deleted
all of them. And I apologize because there's a lot of them that weren't even listened to. So if you called me back in 2019,
if it was important, they sent you a text or an email.
Yeah, or called again. There was actually a few people. It was like five times. I was like, I hope they weren't in jail after some raid or something like that. Where was I going to go with that? Now I totally forget. Oh, here's what they're coming up with. The $10,000 in student loan forgiveness. Because in the first segment you said, what can they do next? Haven't they done everything? They're going to buy the votes for the people who have student loans. And I feel for you out there because people have so much student loan.
They want 50, so then they'll be able to swing back by and do 10 more, 10 more, 10 more, 10 more.
Well, a lot of people.
Because the goal is 50. They always said 50.
Okay, but even at 10, let's say Biden does an executive order coming up and says, okay, Bruce, I know you've got $50,000 in student loan debt, but hey, we've got a lot of Democrats running. Hey, by the way, here's $10,000 in student loan forgiveness. And keep in mind, in September, the forbearance runs out. So he's either going to have to,
right.
You think he's going to get rid of that?
No.
Extend
no
it
way.
Or say we're going to forgive a certain amount of debt. And they're going to do it. I mean, it's coming.
I'm completely against this unless I can get a free TV.
Yeah, you've always been about getting that free TV. Yep. I know. It's just a shame, though, because, I mean, people just become more and more reliant. And it's harder to reverse this course when so many people are reliant on the system. And I know next hour we've got some of the labor numbers.
Yeah.
And so how there's less and less people. How do we become competitive, or how do we remain competitive or get more competitive as a nation when we're passing things like the Inflation Reduction Act, which is going green and handouts for the green community?
You know,
and you've got China. They're not doing this. Our competitors aren't doing this. It's not an even playing field.
So I have not read the text of the most recent reconciliation legislation that everybody's talking about.
But Inflation in general, Reduction Act?
Right. But in general, I have read the text of almost everything. And do you remember when I read the entire Paris Climate Accords?
You're crazy.
Including all of the appendices to it. And we talked about this.
I didn't see Bruce for like 6 months.
I know. And I
said, he came out and he was just like.
We talked because this was in the context of Flagstaff's own climate action plan. And I said, none of this matters because of this concept called tragedy of the commons. You can't unilaterally, America cannot unilaterally fix the climate. The agreement we signed gives China a pass. China's building new coal plants.
They love coal over there.
Yeah. So it's, and also just to prove the futility of it, Europe is going back to coal. And so, you know, we could have had the Navajo generating station.
Yep.
Still open.
Yep.
Right. I mean, they're, I mean, think about that.
And now the Navajo Nation doesn't, because that's where the coal, the Navajo and Hopi Nations.
It was right there with the cool train. They had that cool electric train.
And we were all set up. Asked somebody, a coal expert at one point on this program, well, okay, you don't have a Navajo generating station, just ship the coal somewhere else. They're like, it's just not economical to, you have to ship it over a certain period, it makes no sense.
And they could have added scrubbers if they needed more scrubbers or whatever, but I mean, it was, I flew over at the wreckage of it after they decommissioned it, and it was just sad because we're not replacing this. It's been forever since I've seen a new windmill going down the road.
Now you got to go to the Midwest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, used to see a lot on I-10 or whatever. But I mean, in general, we're turning stuff off lickety-split, and we're not bringing on replacement capacity. And meanwhile, the point of this competitiveness is that we're doing this unilaterally, and China's building coal plants. China's saying, hey, we're blowing and going. We're going to build coal plants. We're going to build more of the stuff. And even though we're not participating in solar and wind, we'll be happy to make that stuff for y'all.
Yeah. So
we'll be very dependent on it, including like cobalt, which we don't have enough. We don't really have a good way to get cobalt.
What do you use that for?
For batteries.
Okay. All right.
I mean, we're going to be completely dependent. It's just like we don't make our own antibiotics. We don't make our own.
Yeah.
We're ridiculously vulnerable.
And there is this push. Okay. The one tiny thing I would give credit for in the CHIPS Act, which was to hopefully bring manufacturing of, microprocessors and things like that back to this country. It won't work though, because they're already talking about bringing over Chinese nationals and Indian nationals to fill the positions, because they say there's not enough Americans to fill these jobs.
And what really matters as far as chips is Taiwan.
Exactly. So, and obviously, look at everything that's going on over there. But if you were to bring the manufacturing...
China could just turn us off.
Well, yeah, and how long did it take us to outsource all this manufacturing? Right. It took decades.
I was always against it on strategic grounds.
And now you want to bring the manufacturing back? Great. How long is that going to take, realistically?
And you don't need to pay. You just need to quit interfering with industry. You don't need to bribe industry.
I know they gave them 50.
They just say, look, we promise billion, to not mess billion. With you.
Yeah.
Just tell Intel that we'll equalize labor rules and stuff with the competing countries, and you don't need to give them money.
Yeah, because you make a good point, because over here, I don't know what someone working at the... Did you see that place they're building in Phoenix, that huge place in North Phoenix? I think that's Intel's place. Yeah. It's a chip manufacturer.
Some kind of fab, right?
Yeah, it's
fab.
And it's gigantic. But the problem is you're trying to compete with a country that's paying a fraction.
I bet China's paying probably effectively $2 an hour.
Yeah, and over here, you think someone's working at a chip plant for $25 an hour?
I bet the loaded cost here is 25 or more with benefits at the very minimum for the person sweeping the floor. 25.
Yeah. So how do you compete with that? All right, we'd love your comments. Go ahead and send us an email. We'll get to them here in the second hour. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Bruce and I have a lot more, including some crazy stuff in California when it comes to your property rights. Is that coming here? Is that coming to the rest of the country? It usually spreads. Plus, Olivia will be by. Oh, she's walking in now.
I know.
Olivia will be by with our big giveaway, so stick around. Hang tight. Back in just a few minutes.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome back. Hour two of the program. Bruce Sidlinger is here with me. Olivia is here with us as well. No other guests scheduled because we've got a ton.
So much to talk about. And I was crabby an hour ago, and I'm still crabby.
Still crabby. But you have had two cups of coffee.
Yeah, so I'm hyper crabby now.
Olivia, you crabby? You're good? You seem
a
little crabby.
I don't know. That's a debatable question.
Everybody's crabby. Welcome to the Crabby Show. Anyway, if you got a comment, we'd love to hear from you. The Just Wireless listener line, where you can leave your comments anytime, 877-971-3971. Plus, we'd love to get some email comments as well. Olivia's watching for that.
talk with Jeff at iCloud.com, or you can also enter the giveaway, I highly suggest, to Alice Cooper tickets live, Prescott in the at the Finley Center, October 6th.
You got that memorized.
I do. And go to talkwithjeff.com under sponsors and giveaways, scroll all the way down to enter, and leave us some kind of comment.
Yeah, we got two tickets, one pair to one person. Got to enter by tomorrow. We'll draw the winner on Thursday. Ever seen Alice Cooper? I've never seen Alice Cooper in concert.
Not in concert.
No, but you know the music.
Yeah.
School's out.
I just realized that Olivia is like a voice professional. I just watched her switch into that mode where she does the really clear diction and really gets loud paced.
Yeah.
I know. I've
we're in year six of the show here.
I want to apprentice myself to Olivia now.
Yeah, it's a constant thing. You know, like some people will email me and say, you said you know. So there's a constant nitpicking, and sometimes you don't want to say and so she's always learning that too, and so
I say y'all. I was just gonna say y'all.
Yeah, you all been watching what's going on with President Trump, former President Trump, in that raid. And we had our guest last hour, the RNC Director of Strategic Communications, Gates McGavick, was with us. If you missed that, you all can check that out on the podcast, talkwithjeff.com.
He was pretty nice.
He was, he gets a lot of information. So
immediate information from the center of
everything. Yeah, they're from the DC swampland.
Pretty amazing, impressive guests.
So we're going to move on to another topic here because I keep hearing that employment is cranking.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about this.
And here's a CNN business headline.
What is it about statistics that's, I can't say it because it is a bad word, but there's kind of a thing about statistics. You can't really trust them. It's all rigged. Yeah. It's all rigged.
Garbage in, garbage out kind of thing. We can use colorful language there. CNN Business, massive job surprise. Massive job surprise. This was last week. U.S. economy added 528,000 jobs in July. But what's really going on here? Because
so there's two things about that. First of all, it didn't add jobs. It recovered.
Yeah.
It further recovered from the... You know what I thought about the other day? What if completely turning the country and most of the world upside down for COVID didn't actually have much effect?
I don't think it had any effect.
Because the point is that
everything they did failed.
Right. We destroyed everything. We destroyed all of our economic momentum over COVID. But this is a good example. When you're saying adding jobs, well, the baseline isn't a year ago. The baseline is before the first day we heard about
COVID. The before times.
We're way down relative to the before times.
Yes. Yeah. And these politicians, they caused the problem. And then
you can't take credit because all you had to do, if you want to take credit for... You get all the jobs back, or you get a lot of the jobs back merely by withdrawing the shutdowns, withdrawing mass mandates and shutdowns and the
bounce that came.
Right. I can't imagine the ego or whatever to say I've created 9 million jobs.
Yeah, I've created. Yeah, of course, the politicians don't create any jobs; they take away jobs. Right. Quite frankly, politicians,
they don't create anything.
They're always right.
They create anything, a headache.
Anything a politician does creates economic friction, and friction reduces employment.
Exactly. So, it's the equivalent would be, remember that movie Backdraft, or somebody comes to your house and burns it down, and like, oh, I rebuilt that. I built a new house. Yeah. I added a new house to the stock here. I mean, that's these politicians are just, it's utter nonsense.
Anyway, you've got my favorite graph.
Okay, this is from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, a government agency.
BLS.gov, so your listeners can go and look at it for themselves, BLS.gov, and just go to BLS.gov.
All we've got is the government numbers, so that's what we're going with, right? Okay, well, so what does this show about labor over the past, 20 years?
Well, it doesn't make any sense to think about employment. Employment has always been kind of a silly number to me because if you're unemployed for very long, you drop out of that list. And also, if you don't want to work, you're not in that list to begin with. It's only people that are job seeking and haven't been job seeking for very long. So that number isn't very important. The number I like to look at is the civilian labor force participation rate.
Okay.
That's how many people that, and when you look at that graph, it drops off a cliff in COVID in, what does that say, July of 2020. It just drops off a cliff.
Yeah, June, July of 2020,
And then it stays down. It's recovered half, but the half that it hasn't recovered are people that have just decided that they're not interested in working for the rest of their lives.
This graph.
They've experienced living at home on the sofa with a government check, and they're done.
Well, why wouldn't they? Now, I got a few points here because this graph starts off in 2002 and it overall labor participation rate was around, call it 67%, let's go with approximately.
Right.
Right before COVID, the labor participation rate, 18 years later in 2020, was 63%.
So, right, so it's been a gradual increase 4% in
less people, yeah, in the workforce willing to work. Then it collapsed to 60% during COVID, and now what Bruce is saying is it's gone back up to about 62%. So it's still below. It's still a percentage behind the before COVID.
Right, and if you look at the graph, it's recovered only half.
It's our hockey stick. Like right. It's Al Gore's hockey stick.
Right. We've recovered half COVID. And so employment is not up. And just to show you an example of, again, how the ego of these politicians or something to think they can get away with this, and yet they can, it's like they're saying employment's never been higher.
Yeah.
But on that number.
Record-breaking.
But all you have to do is look at the job signs. There's still signs that we're hiring on every business.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's still a bunch of stations in restaurants that are closed, and there's still
hours cut, days cut.
I don't know. I think I used to be able to get lunch at Morton's. You can't get lunch at Morton's anymore, right? I mean,
okay. I don't know what that is, but
it's a steakhouse, okay. Right? And now a lot of restaurants just do dinner now because
they don't have the labor.
And so it's ridiculous for anybody to think that anybody would believe them when they say that jobs have never been higher, employment's never been higher. Because I think that's what President Biden recently said. Employment's never been higher. And that's just defined in this super fake way that we define employment.
If anybody believes anything these people say,
right?
There must be mass brain damage. I don't know what else to say. I don't know how
jello brain, like we talked
jello
about.
Brain. I don't know how brain. Anybody can believe anything these people are saying anymore, Bruce.
Yeah, it's you know, they don't believe their lying eyes, right?
Yes, yeah, okay.
They can't get anything because there's nobody's working, and yet the president says I've created a bunch of jobs, and we've never had higher employment in America.
So they're touting the jobs numbers, but the chart clearly shows from their own bureaucrats,
from their own BLS.gov.
BLS, sorry.
Not BS.gov, BLS.
Okay, BLS.gov, Bureau of Labor, statistics. That it hasn't recovered like it was. So anything they still have a full percentage point in employment just to get back to the before times pre-COVID levels, and then they're just there. So talk to me when you start growing jobs beyond that point.
Right.
And even then it's gone down, as we have showed you or told you.
There are
it's
some
gone high. Down 7% over that time period anyway, right. in 20 years.
The great laziness that started in 2002. The other thing is, besides BLS.gov, I really like the Congressional Budget Office. The Congressional Budget Office is pretty incorruptible. And
it's kind of like the FBI.
And for instance, I think they really are, because for instance, the CBO said that the Inflation Reduction Act won't reduce inflation.
Okay, so what did the Senate do? Then just ignore them?
Right. If you go to CBO.gov and start poking around, they just think the economy cannot work. By 2050, it's just completely gone. I mean, CBO just says there's not going to even be a country by 2050.
Did they say that, or you're asserting that?
They're saying that it's. I forget the number. I should have been prepared for this segment, but I didn't think we'd get into this. But it's an astounding statistic. It talks about the interest. You've talked about this before, the interest on the debt.
Yeah.
And they're basically saying, like, the entire the deficit is like a much higher, such a high percentage of the GDP that the country just probably can't even work.
Any interest payments, and I've brought this up quite a bit. Right now, you've got one hand, the Federal Reserve, working with the Treasury. They're supposed to be separate, but Treasury, they're like the same thing. And actually yelling, they flip-flop their people, their directors. It's all kind of merged together. They're just shuffling paper between the organizations at this point. Right now, though, they're able to pay the interest on the national debt, which is going to continue to spike, despite the Inflation Reduction Act, which actually says it's going to bring down the deficits. Right. Did you read that? How do these people believe this and package this BLS to the mass public? Yeah. Is just, have we been dumbed down, just generally speaking, as a society.
The other thing that's funny when you have career politicians that have never actually done something where you can fail, because they can't fail, right? By definition, they can't fail.
No, they never admit they'll fail either.
Right. When they came out with that, when they announced the success, when they were crowing about the success of this Deficit Reduction Act, they said, we did, in past tense, they said, we reduced the deficit, we increased collections. When they claim success, they mean they claim success in that they turn the knob that they think will do something.
Yeah. Oh, it's a projection.
Right. Sometimes I wonder if these people, like, actually believe what they're saying.
Olivia, you can do this when you go to college. The day after registration, you can come home to your dad and you say, I aced calculus. Just sign up for it and then announce that you succeeded.
You know, I was on the Flagstaff City Council, and they would always have the bureaucrats come forward and say, if we do this, the projection is by 2022, we will be here, whatever the number is, whatever the project is, whatever this or that is. But everybody who was there, as far as the elected people, the politicians and all that, and even the city managers, they've gone through multiples of those. They're all gone. So who's to prove that anything these people said is successful?
Right. If somebody talks about their 5-year plan, which is like such a popular thing in communist countries or whatever.
Well, yeah, Stalin loved the 5-year plan. Mao loved the 5-year plan.
Just say, incidentally, let's just play the tape from 10 years ago about where you said we'd be in 2022. Let's just play that tape.
And then you just have like the Dropbox come out from under. So, nope, you were wrong. Gong.
Oh, like James Bond where it drops under the shark.
Or what was that one on the dragon one on HBO? And the you remember that one where they had like the sky cloud thing and they just never mind.
They're never wrong.
And when they're proven wrong, you can't point it out. They never admit it.
You're saying the moon window, and they said
the moon window.
Make him fly, Mama. Make him fly.
Oh, we'd love your thoughts. Go ahead and send an email.
Boy, this took a violent turn.
And we don't. And that's the thing that scares me is we don't want violence because it spirals out of control and it never ends well. I've had Doug Casey on the program multiple times, and he talks about peasant revolts.
Never be violent.
Peasant revolts never work out very well because these people have the control of all the levers of power, and also, as you can see.
The moment you decide to do violence, you've accepted failure. That becomes irrevocable loss.
We can still fix this, but it's getting the train is getting further and further down.
Just work within the system legally and vote and call your representatives and just push.
And continue to call out how ridiculous it is. Like the raid there over the boxes of whatever that Trump took from whatever the heck they were going after. It's stupid stuff. And maybe they'll come out with something tomorrow and say, oh, we found something, but I don't think so. I think they're full of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give out the email. That's all we got to say about that.
We just kind of petered out then, right?
It's like Forrest Gump. That's all I got to say about that. Yeah. Love your thoughts. Go ahead, email us.
talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com.
Maybe it's an education issue. We're short on jobs as far as positions being filled. I have this stat here in Arizona, if I can find the thing. 2,000 teachers' positions are not being filled here in Arizona, so they say. But maybe people just don't want to get into the teaching field anymore. Maybe it's just the labor rapture that you were just talking about. There's people aren't working. Well, I don't know what they're doing for their money, though.
The hardest thing I ever did was teach at Flag High, and If I had gotten to do that from home for a couple of years, and then I had to face going back and doing it the even harder in person way, I'd probably just quit.
Yeah, just be done. Here it is. New data shows, this is an article from ABC 15 Phoenix. New data shows more than 2,000 teacher vacancies in Arizona. The Arizona School Personnel Administrators Association, they come up with all these organizations, ASPA, A-S-P-A-A. A group that represents human resources in Arizona schools began surveying public and charter schools districts across the state in 2015. Its surveys are meant to gauge the number of teacher vacancies in Arizona and how those vacancies are being addressed. This year, however, they sent a temperature check. And like I said, there's a bunch of shortages and people as far as staff positions. People are saying, there's teachers saying that there aren't even people applying. Like, they don't even have the applications to go through.
It's funny because
to hire.
I can tell you the teacher's perspective on this because teachers always laugh about this. It's like the politicians say, we've got these 17 ideas for how to solve the teacher shortage, but one of those ideas is never to pay more teachers, pay more. My feeling is this,
pay for the teachers you want and insist on getting the teachers you want. Don't spend so much on admin. Don't spend so much on studies and consultants and people in the admin. Just say, look, we want, it's just like soldiers, right? One good soldier is as good as 20 bad soldiers. Well, just say, look, we want great teachers. We'll pay whatever it takes to get great teachers, but they have to be great.
Here's a comment from the Just Wireless listener line, 877-971-3971.
Hey, Jeff. Jeremy from the Prescott area. Love the show. Just listening on Tuesday afternoon and heard you guys talking about Save Our Schools and saying that it's not about saving the schools. I actually think they're accurate on this one. I think they're pushing hard because they want to save the government, public schools, and they don't care about the kids. It's not save our kids. It's not kids. It's, hey, we love our jobs. We love our teaching positions, and we love having a monopoly on schooling. And we want to save that power in our schools, and we could care. We couldn't care less how that's impacting our kids and our next generation's education. So I think that they did name it right, but we should be focusing on saving and educating our kids, not saving schools and government institutions. Just my 2 cents, and thanks for all you do and for getting education out here to the public in Northern Arizona.
And Save Our Schools is the push to eliminate the Empowerment Scholarship account. And thanks for pointing that out. Empowerment Scholarship account will allow it so you can go to private schools and you have the backpack of money that follows you. And it's a perfect example of what we're talking about, Bruce, because if you wanted to fill these positions, you would have more private schools, more specialized schools. Like you've got your machine shop. You talk about welding a lot. And people would pay more to go to those. Right. People would take the backpack of money and they'd also say, okay, this is even more valuable. I'm willing to pony up for this more expensive schooling. And quite frankly, you would pay your teachers better. The better schools are going to pay the teachers better. It'll fix the education system. But as he just pointed out, the unions and the people behind us, they don't want to fix the education system. They just want to make sure that they maintain the system, the status quo, and the jobs.
How many examples can you think of excellence absent competition?
Excellence it doesn't work.
Absent competition.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it worked out great in Soviet Union. It worked out great in East Germany.
I think maybe the one example I could maybe give, because most bureaucracies start out noble and then just kind of fall apart later. I would say that NASA in the 60s was excellence absent competition.
But is it there now?
But there's not many examples.
Yeah, there's not many
examples. No, now they're overpaying for SLS just because they don't want to see Elon.
What's SLS?
Space Launch System.
Okay. You got to get the lingo to us. We're like, we don't
know. But I mean, in general, that just, you know, I think that it's important to confront people with reality, right? If somebody says, you know what, we should discourage non-public schools and have everybody in the same track, I'll just say, well, show me where you don't want a competitive environment. You want a monopoly provider of education. Just show me where that's worked. Show me where monopolies work in any field of human endeavor for long, and they just don't.
Well, especially government.
I don't think we should rip on teachers, because I know a lot of teachers. I think teachers love their children. They may be misguided about how to
love our children.
Yeah.
Our children. But go ahead.
No, gotcha on that. But one. I mean, they do think, I mean, they've been taught their whole lives. It's kind of a leftist mindset, and they do consider, they do take ownership of the children, not in a horrible way, but I mean, they feel very responsible for the children. I mostly blame, it's more like the unions. The unions foment a lot of trouble.
Yeah, but there's bad teachers too, and there's teachers that are in there that are just pushing their agenda. And there's a lot of great teachers too that are trapped in bad schools. Don't get me wrong. But I think, this will generate an email. Robert Kiyosaki's been on the program before, author of the Rich Dad series of books, and he calls the school system very communist oriented. Because
I agree with the system. I just want to rip
you're
on
sheltered.
Teachers. I know a great teachers, but the system. You're right. The system is bad. Because all bureaucracies become internally self-serving.
Very hard to lose your job in a lot of positions. Right. It's you're kind of isolated from quite frankly the real world in a lot of scenarios. I know, and I'm not. Right. Teachers can have a really tough job, but we need to open it up to competition. Yeah. And do the empowerment scholarships and fully open it up. All right, love your thoughts. Go. Oh, there you go. You got something?
Oh, well, I was just going to say.
We're in school. School's out. Alice Cooper. Related.
I was just going to say competition is one of the main things that drives people.
Yes, and the profit motive.
And exactly. It's like getting something out of your work and like doing what you can do to beat someone else. So like in general, that's a good way to learn trying to beat someone else.
No, and the profit motive is a huge thing as well. All right, we'll carry this over here and continue to talk about this. I do want to mention a great sponsor here, the Blind Brothers. You're dealing with a Northern Arizona company here. You're dealing with, and yeah, they are brothers. They started this great company. They'll take care of your blinds, your shutters, your shades. They'll come out. They'll measure it. They'll get it right. They do not deal with subcontractors, which I think is a huge thing because you have people coming into your house that you have no idea where they're finding them when you deal with these big box ones. So call the Blind Brothers. First of all, they're going to give you a free estimate. And if you mention a Jeff Horvitz show, you can get half off installation. Here's the number for the Blind Brothers, 928-634-2423. That's 928-634-2423. Or you can go to theblindbrothers.com. Back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
When you call the Blind Brothers for blinds, shutters, or shades, you're going to work directly with them in 3 decades of combined experience, never with subcontractors. The Blind Brothers will lay out all your options, not just the most expensive ones, to fit your style and fit your budget. Give them a call right now. Mention a Jeff Horvitz show and save half off installation. Here's the number, 928-634-2423. That's 928-634-2423, or go to theblindbrothers.com.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
All right, welcome back here with Bruce Sindlinger. Olivia's here as well. Olivia, remind everybody about these tickets to see Alice Cooper coming up. We want to get as many names in the... Are we doing a hat?
Yes, I always do a hat. Okay. Have you seen, done a giveaway before? I always select a new hat. But yes, it's one pair of 2 tickets to see Alice Cooper live, Finley Center in Prescott, October 6th. So only enter if you know you can go. Enter by going to talkwithjeff.com under sponsors and giveaways. It's at the bottom if you don't see it at first. Super easy, name, email, and some kind of comment, question, anything. We'll read them on air.
All right, good stuff. And we appreciate everyone who's entered in. Hey, if you need to get your heating and cooling system repaired or you're looking at getting a new system, do what I did and call Gettles High Desert Mechanical. This is a family-owned company. You got brothers Adam and Ted. They've been servicing HVAC systems throughout Northern Arizona for over 30 years. And great company. I had a great experience when Gettles came in and fixed my HVAC. They'll do the full service. They'll do new construction, custom design, retrofitting. They'll handle all of that for you. If you're in the Verde Valley, Sedona, or Flagstaff area, call Gettles High Desert Mechanical at 928-567-2200. That's 928-567-2200. If you're in Prescott or the Tri-City area, call 928-772-2751. Great job that they do at Gettles High Desert Mechanical. Jeff, Bruce, you're up.
Yeah, this has never happened before, but in the last segment, I made a mistake.
You made a mistake. Oh, hang on a second.
On the radio.
Right, Olivia, mark this down. He made a mistake.
So do you remember when I said there's no excellence absent competition, but then I provided my own counterexample because I said NASA in the 60s?
Yes.
Well, I forgot. That was the ultimate competition. That was NASA versus Russia.
Okay, yeah. There was competition. I guess it was. Huge competition. Yeah, you're right.
And
get NASA, to the moon. Who's going to get to the moon?
And NASA had... their lives were going to be good if we got to the moon first, and they probably would have been severely defunded if we hadn't gone to the moon first. So that
was
competition.
Yeah.
So now I'm back to having no examples of excellence.
we've gone full circle.
Absent competition. I'm just gonna posit that there's no excellence absent competition.
That sounds good. Hey, speaking of competition, I guess the government's in competition when it comes to housing, or at least they want to. Maybe they're not even in competition. They just want to take your housing stock. I had this one on my list, and then Bruce bought it to me as well. Something in L.A.
Oh, yes.
The California craziness continues. What are they going to do?
They just extended the COVID protections. They just extended the COVID emergency on the 2nd of this month.
Emergency. Come on, people.
They extended the COVID emergency, and the main point of extending that was to extend the eviction moratorium, except because language is everything, they invented a new word. It's called... they now call it eviction diversion.
And so Bravo, eviction, 1984. Good job.
And as soon as the LA City Council started talking about eviction diversion, the White House immediately followed up with a statement, and I don't have it in front of me. The White House followed up and basically said, yes, we need to make it a national priority to support what? This concept of eviction diversion.
So who's going to pay for the hat? This infuriates me. I told you once they did this during COVID, they would never let it
go. They'll never let it go.
They're going to do it for every.
So here's what happens then.
It's a quote unquote emergency.
Do you remember how in COVID, at least they waived all the property taxes that you had to pay as landlord?
Oh yeah, I remember that. I had the politicians on and they were like, oh yeah, don't worry about paying your property taxes. Not.
So the way this works, Jeff, because you can always think the next moves ahead, right? Is they continue the COVID emergency so that you continue to not be able to evict, so that tenants can continue to not pay you rent.
This is just in California right now.
Right, just in California, but the current administration would like to do this everywhere, and they said so. There's a quote I wrote down somewhere. So what happens is they don't provide any forbearance on property taxes, and so what happens? Well, that means you can't pay the property taxes, right?
You're staking your property.
Well, or I mean, somebody else. Theoretically, it goes to someone else.
One of their lackeys can buy it out.
Theoretically, it goes to someone else. So theoretically, the state doesn't take over your property, except when I experienced my own personal taking of a building on the Riverwalk in downtown San Antonio. Every time the city would write me a letter about the next hurdle they were going to put me through, they put fine print at the bottom that said, we're happy to offer you this option of surrendering your property, and then we'll waive all of the proposed future penalties and requirements if you'll just surrender the property. So the answer is that when you extend the COVID moratorium, when you extend the eviction moratorium, then one way or the other, the government ends up owning the housing stock.
I have a question for both of you. It's not really on the same topic, but in general, what is left of the government that you actually have faith in? Like, what is left that the government does that's a that whole you have faith in?
So with 3 minutes left, you ask a question, it'll take up a whole show.
I have the answer. It's the A-10.
Oh, Owen loves the
A-10.
That is the A-10.
There you go.
You know, they could have just kept that assembly line going for one of the best planes ever made, combat attack planes, the A-10.
And I came up with the number.
Instead, they just come up with
right, when we were talking about the A-10 versus the F-35. Which
the A-10.
The F-35 was supposed to replace even the A-10. It's multi-role.
And still keeping that thing going.
And I said, if you're like the Taliban, would you be more scared if you saw one F-35 coming over the horizon or like 400 A-10s? Because that's the ratio.
The A-10 is a scary looking
plane. Imagine like 400 of
just those engines sitting up there, you know, it's just like it's scary. And the 50 caliber.
Yeah. What they need to learn is to figure out what works
and go
and
with
then
it.
Keep it.
Well, I think like a lot of, and this is again probably a whole nother show with 2 minutes left. A lot of the things like my email system doesn't work as good as it did 10 years ago. I swear. It's like they over improved it and overcomplicated
it. On my Facebook the other day, I just posted this one sentence, just out of the blue. I just said, has anyone else noticed that 5G doesn't work? And then 500 people said, you're right, it doesn't work. We thought we were the only ones.
Oh, it's awful.
It's horrible. Yeah. Like the internet's never been so bad.
So, okay. So have we peaked out on some of these innovations? We peaked out at the A-10.
This is peak Earth. Earth is in the rear.
That's
mirror,
the problem
Jeff.
Is what's working is it's like, and this is why if Trump does announce that he's going to run, and we'll see what I think he is, he really needs to dismantle. We need to dismantle a lot of these agencies and rebuild them. I don't have faith in the CDC anymore. I don't have faith in the FBI anymore. I mean, we could go down to the Department of Education. It's like somebody's got to get in there and we've got to say, you know what? We're cleaning house.
Do you remember when people said peak coal? Remember that concept, peak coal?
Remember peak oil.
Peak oil, I mean, yeah peak oil. Well, we're in the
peak civilization.
Peak Earth, yeah. We've passed peak Earth.
Yeah, I think we're going to go down for a while, but then humanity will come back and we'll innovate more. But we have to go through a lot of pain to get to that. Let's end on an optimist.
Okay, good.
We'll go with that. Ready?
Okay, I'm not optimistic.
After a really hard, dark time, it'll be.
Suddenly, I'm not crabby anymore.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Well, maybe it was all that coffee, right?
Caught up to you.
Plenty of coffee.
Bruce, like, I got to get out of here. Too much coffee shaking over there.
We have to save the world for Olivia.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Bruce, thank you. Good
see
as
you
great
see
as always. Olivia,
weeks.
Thank you. Don't forget to go sign up for a big giveaway. TalkWithJeff.com, sponsors and giveaways. Tomorrow, candidate for attorney general. He made it through the primary. Abe Hamaday joins us. Have a great, safe night. We'll see you soon. Take care.